We all think of facts as, oh, well, just the facts, ma'am. You know, just tell me the facts. I want to know the facts. Facts that are not caught up in a narrative, facts that don't have a theme, they're like Christmas balls in a box. You put them in a closet, you put them away, and you never use them again. They disappear. They become unimportant. But when they're caught up in a story, they make you feel. They make you act. They can empower others to act. Maya Angelou said it perhaps better than anyone. I've learned that people will forget what you said. They'll forget what you did. But they will never forget how you made them feel. And stories are how you make people feel. Stories have been with us forever. The Bible undoubtedly started as stories told from one to another, generally from men, but not always, because a lot of cultures, it's women who are the storytellers. The chief recollector of stories in Africa today of the Maasai tribe is a woman. And she has just gathered this collective knowledge because she just happens to be the best right now. And she will pass those on to her children and her children's children. And that is the collective method in which that culture has kept their stories.